Ta-da. Jerry will now share on these two steps. Thank you, Jerry.
Yep. Hi, my name is Jerry. I'm an alcoholic, a nicotine addict, and a food addict.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
I've done this work as it's outlined in the Big Book with the help of a Big Book Step Study sponsor and a loving God. I've made my amends, and I'm living in Steps 10, 11, and 12 to the best of my ability. Thank you. Good to be here. So many things were going through my mind even as we were reading it. Starting out, it talks, up until this step, we've been doing a lot of thinking. We've made decisions. We've done some planning. And now we're talking about taking real action. Writing is definitely action. There's no doubt about it. But it's a different kind of action when we start to talk about having a conversation with someone who has harmed us. Remember, that's where we start. The other person has harmed us. But we are looking at our side of the street and cleaning our side of the street. And that's the person that we are going to make amends to. So that's where we are. When we finish our reading and writing, and we've done the sixth step, and we think we've uncovered everything that God's given us to uncover at this point in time. I saw the words "repair the damage" in 76.3, and now I know that in life there are situations where damage cannot be, might take a very, 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 very long time to repair. And if that is not in the person's mental thought process, then it is possible that damage done to someone else cannot be repaired. And I think in particular of things like infidelity, betrayal, and how certainly a mere saying "I'm sorry" is not enough. And the making amends in that, which is acting differently, I think also is the, for me, the reevaluation of my sexual ideal, as we've done in this work. So if I have really done a serious, a quality job of that, then I now go to that person with a fuller appreciation for what I really would like to have in the relationship, a fuller appreciation for probably the damage that really was done, a fuller appreciation that possibly this person still represents from my ideal those things that I'm really looking for. So some of these situations, like betrayal and infidelity, get pretty complex. Others, where it comes to finances, I thought it was kind of funny. They talk about they use the word petty in terms of a cash account. And having worked in the corporate world, there's no such thing as petty when it comes to your vouchers, when you turn in your travel vouchers. An addition mistake would be easily obvious, but it isn't the amount, it's the act itself. So that requires a different set of thought processes, and they're outlined in here really well. One of the things that I think comes through is sometimes kind of comes from underneath is we've got somebody beside us helping us figure out who to make amends to, what that amends should look like, what the timing should look like, so we don't have to make those decisions all on our own. Because certainly in my experience, I still would not have been equipped and would have been falling into some of my old behaviors in making amends. I still didn't have, I had the value of the fifth step and seeing where, what my character defects were, and one of them being not really, not being honest in relationships. I would have repeated, like with my parents, I would have been inclined to repeat the same thing over again and just say, I'm sorry, because we didn't get along. I'm sorry, I'll try to do a better job at calling. Well, in all honesty, in a codependent relationship, that might not have been the right solution. So it took my sponsor still at that stage to really think through what was appropriate. Another example was a girlfriend that I had. The kind of things that she'd started saying to me were very hurtful, and I cut the relationship off. But I didn't really allow for discussion. I wasn't there to listen. I could have let the other person at least have their point of view. The outcome might have been the same, who knows? But I wasn't respectful of giving that person the opportunity to share their point of view. So, and that's an example of one I wouldn't have thought I needed to make an amends for, because I was very upfront with what had happened. I thought I was being honest. But the way in which I handled it had elements of being hurtful to someone else. So it tells us on 77 that we're doing this to put our lives in order. And for me, what that really meant at this stage was to no longer be carrying the past. I think I'm not sure if it says it somewhere here, but to me, one of the most critical things about steps 8 and 9 are leaving the past in the past. Once I've done my amends and done my part, and sometimes it's very tough for me to keep my brain and emotions from wanting to go back over a situation. But when step 9 is complete, I have swept my side of the street clean. There's nothing there to be observing. So I have to sometimes distract myself, go do something else. I have to pray a lot, of course. But putting our lives in order, all of my addiction relates to avoiding feelings I don't want to feel. And so in doing steps 8 and 9, I let go of things I'm ashamed of, embarrassed by, clear that I hurt other people. I let them go so that they can't come back and haunt me in a way that could cause me to once again feel those old feelings and want to pick up my drug or behavior of choice. So it's very profound when we say that we're putting our lives in order so that we really can go forward living at peace with the past. Another part of where it talks about that is 78.1. It says it's water over the dam. I guess that's really a beautiful way of describing it, because water that goes over the dam doesn't come back again. A saying that I heard somewhere that I just love is, we cannot get into the same river in the same place again. We can't go back to a situation because it never is the way it was. That is water over the dam. We can't step back in. So letting it go and letting it flow away. And if this takes extra work after the ninth step, and for me it did, to keep reminding myself, because my old mental habits still needed to be worked on. So in changing those mental habits after I had done steps 8 and 9, then I could have the relief. And honestly, some of that relief is just, it's been a while since I crossed over, but I had the most marvelous experience. I went home to see my family, and as I was going home, and I just constantly am still praying about those relationships. And all of a sudden, I just was overwhelmed with the fact that I am a good daughter. I was a good daughter. I am a good daughter. And I just had such confidence that having done the work and looking many years later back, that indeed I had done the very best job that I could. Well, and it was a darn good thing, because my cousin, younger cousin, who I've not seen maybe 30 years, and so my past marriages, she had heard all about me from the family, and so she decided that I just needed to be brought up to date with everything the family had been sharing about me over the course of these 20, 30 years. And part of the reason was because she has challenges with her own family, my uncle. I was so grateful. You know, that could have just thrown me for such a tailspin that I just would have been a wreck. But somehow what God did instead was to open my eyes to the fact that my parents, her parents, brother and sister had an upbringing that then had a lot to do with why they behaved the way they did, and why in our little close-knit family, these ways of judging each other rather than unconditional love, not having the skills to deal with inappropriate behavior. Inappropriate behavior occurs. Here in recovery, I've learned the skills to keep the relationship without having to disown someone because of their lack of skills or their decisions in a particular area. So I share that because that's a long process of God really giving me the benefits of steps 8 and 9. So I got some benefits from steps 8 and 9 at one level, but as life has gone on, it's been like peeling the onion back, and I have gotten deeper benefits, and I have a feeling of the sunlight of the spirit in a way that I haven't had before. So it's a fantastic process. It gives us great benefits from the very minute that we do it. The amazing thing is that those benefits can continue to show up in our lives as God decides that, you know, the time is right for that. And in closing, as I was reading this, I found that there was so much here. You know, we deal with a couple of very specific examples. We deal with challenges in the family, and we deal with money. But the reality, if we take those out and we put other words in place, it's a mini handbook on even friendships. So when there's been hurt in a relationship, a friendship, a hurt with a husband and wife, where in our case, both of us tend towards not telling the other person. Neither one of us tend to sit down and say, it really hurts me when you don't recognize, this is my husband, when you don't recognize how I just cleaned the sink and the stove. And he's been in there for an hour doing this. So I, you know, we kind of figure out how that he and I carry little things like that too, like the Christmas decorations. And so then I'll ask. So when I look at this, first, yes, maybe the other person in my situation, let's take my side of the street. Maybe my husband didn't recognize and appreciate in the way I would like him to, i.e. a girlfriend would. But what was my part? Well, my part was I was letting a mini resentment start to fester instead of finding a tactful way to say, I hope you're enjoying what we are doing together with the house for Christmas. Any thoughts? And if necessary, I can say, I feel like maybe you've not noticed. And his response was, oh, I think it looks incredibly elegant. I love it. And I'm like, you know, that'll work. That suffice. Now, the humor in it was, I tried to ask him if he could be specific, and of course, that was really going way too far. What color the pillows were, or the candles, or, you know, we got what we need. But right here, we have a way of, just on a day-to-day basis, finding a way to tactfully, lovingly walk through and continue to increase the love in our relationships while we go on life's kind of bumpy journey. Thank you.
Thanks, Jerry. Thank you.